If you got a crazy verse for this, drop it. I'ma listen to it, duet it, go crazy.
Yeah, Tyrone Motif. Oh boy, hit boy, this is no challenge. I need a hit. Nope, I won't call Khaled. Hit boy studio where I lay a pallet. Reduce flight mileage, snap mics, keep wallin'. I'm about a dollar, me and her on private islands. My thoughts still crowded. Prison only means the college. The pipeline had my head clouded. Bless, I made it up out it. Survive, but y'all niggas doubted. Hit boy, this is light, I beat a life challenge. So it's a verse for IG, I'd rather blog about it. Collect the YouTube check with my bitch beside me. Who the fuck wanna rap or them niggas dying? Most rappers ain't gangster, man, these niggas lying.
Tyrone Motif.
Peace and love, people. Peace and love. Peace and love. Sorry to break the bad news, people, but rapper Coolio, the rapper Coolio from Cali, has been reportedly found dead. Rest in peace to the hip-hop legend, to the legendary rapper Coolio. It has been reported he has been found dead. Rest in peace. They said he was visiting a friend. He was at his friend's house and he went to the bathroom. They said he was in the bathroom for so long, his friend began to call him like, yo, bro, you all right? And because he got no response, his friend entered the bathroom and found rapper Coolio dead. Paramedics say they believe it's cardiac arrest, but we won't know the full facts until an autopsy. Rest in peace to Coolio. Rest in peace to the Gangsta Paradise rapper, resting in Gangsta Paradise. Rest in peace to the Gangsta Paradise rapper holding it down. Now, right down was a goodie, bro. My brody back then pulled right back up. Yeah, man. And it's crazy, man. They done found Coolio dead, man. This shit is crazy. Well, we definitely about to get into it. I want to see what's going on. Well, this is crazy. Rest in peace to Coolio once again. Rest in peace to Coolio. I just found this out when my last stream ended. It's popped up on my timeline.
Shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left in my life and realize.
The entertainment world, we have just learned Grammy-winning rapper Coolio has died. TMZ is reporting the rapper, whose real name is artist Leon Ivey Jr., died at his friend's home in Los Angeles. Coolio came up on the LA rap scene in the late 80s, but blew up nationally in 1995 when he recorded Gangster's Paradise for the soundtrack of the film Dangerous Minds. The song reached number one and stayed there 3 weeks.
Rest in peace. To Coolio. Rest in peace to Coolio, man. Rest in peace. Rest in peace to Coolio, man. This shit is crazy. Man, they done took Coolio out, man. What's going on, man? I hope like hell it ain't no drug overdose, man. For real. We losing too many of our black men, man. Our rappers, man, from drug overdoses. I don't care. I do care, but I hope it's not that, man. Well, I definitely hope it's not that.
Whoever that female is at the time, no
oh, I'm gonna be with this shit. Nigga, she finna, they finna be on her.
Whack 100 talking about Coolio.
I tell you, I just think it's like that.
Shout out Kevin Sanders.
Died in them shit. I hope I die. Make a baby too. Red him out. Red him out.
Rest in peace to Coolio once again.
Name my look, you know what I'm saying?
Bring one in, take one.
Name my nigga Lil Buster. Yeah. Lil Buster.
Lil Buster is crazy.
A Buster. Saying.
That nigga said name yeah, Lil Buster.
Lil looking. Buster.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Buster knocked down Jones. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
See what they saying about this shit.
Oh, nah, God. It fucked me up. We just routed that nigga a tour, overseas tour.
Rest in peace, Coolio.
Nigga, I be routing all kind of niggas tours. They don't even know it's me. Give me my little 15%. I'm out the back door.
I mean, he had traction in Europe like that off of just Gangsta Paradise.
Oh yeah, no, he picking up 30 a night.
Oh shit.
Yeah, we only do 20 bucks. 20 with him.
Rest in peace, Coolio.
Then he knocked down a feature or two out there. He pick up another 100. You know what I'm saying? Come out 600-700. Hey, bro, that's 50 a month. Coolio can live off that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I didn't know Coolio was bringing that much in on me.
Nigga. Coolio can go get him a little Benz or something. You know what I'm saying? Nice little high rise. You know? Shit. Cool.
Coolio, I'm just now hearing.
I think people be underestimating motherfuckers' hooks, man. That shit is the one that y'all remember off that song.
I got a question, though.
KRN.
But it seemed like he copied.
No drive-by. He talking about those ducks. You niggas shoot dice with three dice, nigga.
Hey yo, Coolio was hella animated.
I don't know what y'all was talking about this song. But Ice-T was a nigga from Jersey who moved west and went to Crenshaw High and all that shit. So he was talking that shit. The syndicate,
so
all that shit.
So it wasn't easy? I thought it was easy.
Nah, Ice-T was the first they said.
It's in the morning, police at my door.
Right. Ice-T was the first West Coast. When gangsta rap really came from the West Coast.
What did I see? Fucking blue lights, LAPD. That's Ice-T talking that shit. He didn't say Newark PD. He said fucking blue lights, LA.
Okay, so who was the first gangster rapper that went mainstream?
Rest in peace, Coolio.
Ice-T and NWA.
Ice-T was the first one to go mainstream. Yeah, then NWA took it to
that just sounded like Easy E's flow. So was Ice-T, did he have that kind of flow?
He didn't have no flow.
I know, I did see the movie. Yeah, they kind of put that together.
That nigga out of rap.
But it seemed like he copied off of Ice Cube. I mean, Ice-T, if that's how he was rapping.
Rest in peace, Coolio. Rest in peace.
The hood is always hard.
Everybody copy somebody. Everybody copy
somebody. I ain't said shit.
Man, I don't care what nobody say, man. That nigga easy to go.
The most lyrical back in, Ice Cube all day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Cube was talking.
Wasn't nobody fucking with
Cube. The only person that could do that, well, Cube and Snoop, the only people that could do that gangster shit and be on Disney the next day, like, they respected all around the board. I love how they did it. They did that shit right, especially Cube.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Coolio.
Here goes the thing, right? When we say gangster music, we talk about music that was representing and talking about the culture.
Right, now, right.
When we talk about the culture of gangster music, we talking about Crippin' and Blood, straight up. Right? So, this is why I tell people, y'all didn't start that shit till 93. So, whatever y'all gangster music was, I don't know, somebody played this song. I don't know if he was talking about robbing some motherfucker. I don't know what he was talking about.
Was Schoolie D or Ice Cube?
Yeah, like,
Schoolie D was talking about robbing people. Yeah, he was talking about robbing people.
You know what I'm saying? So when we say gangster music,
hey, Black, you breaking up though.
Talking about
breaking up though. Breaking up a lot.
When we talk about gangster music, we talking about factors from the culture.
Rest in peace, Coolio. Rest in peace to the legendary rapper Coolio. This is Whack 100 discussing Coolio.
Dayton's, low riders, shibbies, Impalas. Like we talking about the ghetto bird. Ain't no, yo, yeah, wasn't no ghetto bird flying fly through them big ass buildings.
And the reason they said Schoolie D was a gangster, was the first gangster rapper, because New York,
that's like us saying week
two,
86, 87, all that. That's in my playlist. So
oh, you can't. And then just to tell the true culture, like with what I just said, 100.
Gay.
You gotta give Memphis credit in that.
Damn, they won't let me share my next link. I'm mad. But yeah, man, I pray and hope that this wasn't a homicide. And I also hope it's not an overdose, man. Too many of our Black kings is dying violent deaths. Nasty, disgusting drug addiction deaths. I pray and hope this is not that, right? I pray and hope this is not murder. He was visiting a friend. It's only him and his friend there. His friend find him dead. I hope his friend hands is clean. We all know Coolio struggled with drug addiction in the past. That's why I'm thinking, and he was in the bathroom, right? A lot of drug users use drugs in isolation, right? Especially where they're in an environment where drug use isn't the norm, right? They go find them a corner to hide in, right? And hopefully that's not the case, man. Rest in peace to Coolio. Rest in peace. I hope this is not a DMX or a Juice World or a Mac Miller, a Little Peep, a Shock G. I could go on and on about all of the rappers that overdosed off of drugs, man. That's real rap. DMX died April 9th, 2021 at the age of 50 in New York City. Because of drugs. Juice WRLD died December 2019. He was only 21 years old. Because of drugs, an overdose. That's real shit, people. Mac Miller died September 2018, a drug overdose, people. Like this drug overdose thing is real. Rest in peace to the legendary rapper Coolio. He was found dead earlier today, visiting a friend. Rapper Little Peep, he overdosed fentanyl, Oxycontins. That's crazy. He was found unresponsive on his tour bus. He was in the middle of a tour. He was in fucking, he was in Tulsa, No, that's not Oklahoma. He was in Arizona. too many rappers. Shock G, everybody knows Shock G, legendary rapper, man. He gave Tupac his first break, man. Tupac used to be a backup dancer for Shock G, right? Shock G was found dead in his hotel room, April 2021, at the age of 57 years old. We can't be going out like this, man. We got to be doing better, man. We got to be doing better. Once again, I pray and hope Coolio's death isn't drug related, and I hope it's not a homicide. I hope it's natural causes, and I hope he died in peace and painless. Rest in peace. And I send my blessings to his family, his friends, his loved ones, and fans around the world. Peace and love. Until next time, I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif, and we out.
Tyrone Motif.